super sweet.
All right, guys, one more story, then we are going to take a short break. Coming up next, a wonderful Chicago comics artist. He has material available for sale now that you should check out, Mr. Kevin Budnick.
Yeah!
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, everybody.
Let me just find my... I have a lot of papers here. Before I start, here's a list of some crossover fan fictions that I thought about writing, but I don't have nearly the comedy chops of anybody who's gone up tonight, so you guys can just use these for whatever you want. Lost in Space. This one came to me, like, you know that weird twilight between, like, waking up and not waking up, being asleep is what they call it. Breaking Bad Amish. Breaking Amish is the show. And then the last one, I wasn't able to come up with more than three of these. Brady Bunch 2014, which actually it's a reboot of the Brady Bunch, but it's only about Cousin Oliver. So, like, just all of them are doing other stuff, and he's the only one they could get. I'll admit that when I signed up, I didn't have a story. I was going to write something about fans, like literally write a fiction about an oscillating fan, a desk fan, and a ceiling fan. But like I said, I lacked the comedy chops to make this work. So I waited for a story to materialize, and when one didn't, I kind of withdrew myself for the list. But it just so happens that I was able to come tonight, and I'm really glad I did, because everybody who's gone up has made what I managed to write that much more kind of, I think, important. When I was coming up with an idea, I just decided to sort of write something about what the nature of fan fiction is. I think I understand how fandoms work. I like stuff. I like some things a lot. And some people like some things enough to make, to craft graven images in tome and weave stories out of characters they love. MSDs, Whovians, Trekkies, or is it Trekkers? There is some sort of a contingency point on this, so I need to know the answer. Talk to me later. Beliebers, Bronies, Whedonites, or Whedonophiles. I'm not sure if I made either of those up. Twihard, Sherlockians, Bubbleine Shippers, and general Tumblr users. I know what all of these things are. I know what all of these words mean. These words mean a devotion to something so fierce that you want to take ownership of that piece of art, be it film, TV, or literature. It's an intense love, a creative impulse, the desire to stand on the edge of a world full of rules that you know and well-defined characters that you didn't create, but still shout, "Look how much I love this thing!" Then subsequently smash all of those well-defined characters and rules while shouting, "But now I'm going to have them all make out with each other!" So I've never written a fan fiction, but I think that fan fiction is important because it's about reaching out to someone and reaching out to a community. And there's a lot of ways you can do that, but fan fiction is one of the most special. And I think that it's just good to take a second and honor that. So that's all I got. Thank you.